KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have light rain and picked up an additional 5/100ths of an inch for a total of 13/100ths of an inch of rainfall since it started overnight. We look for mostly cloudy skies today with occasional on and off rain and a high around 68. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments in Atlantic. In area news, this Saturday and Sunday, the air near Shelby will be filled with smoke, steam, and excitement as part of the 36th annual 1880 Karsten's Farmstead Days show. One of the organizers, Terry Tornayton, who's been involved in the event as a volunteer for more than 25 years, says Farm Days is an event that aims to preserve and celebrate Iowa's farm history through live demonstrations of antique farm equipment and a blend of unique exhibits and crafts.
To hear the steam whistle of the old steamer, the Russell steam engine that's there, to see the pile of straw grow throughout the weekend, to watch the kids have fun as they're digging potatoes or riding on the wagons or just hanging around the tractors. That's really what the farm means to me, and I guess the thing that keeps me coming back every year.
It's a tractor and threshing show and so much more. The two-day show is held on the historic Karsten's 1880 Farmstead, located just south of Interstate 80 at Exit 34 at Shelby. The hours are 6:30 a.m. to 7 p.m. both days. Tornayton said there are over 250 vintage tractors and implements on display.
Tractors of every color, every size, and we know that this year green will be prominent again, but it will be Oliver green and not John Deere green. So come out and compare the two different colors of green for all those who either like or don't like green on tractors. But also this year, it's interesting that we're adding the hit and miss engines as one of the features. And those hit and miss engines were used across farms many years ago, before electricity was so common, to make work a little bit easier, whether it was the washing machine in the wash house attached to the house, or it was grinding feed for the chickens.
Anyone who would like to register his or her Oliver or hit and miss engine to the exhibit is welcome. You can register at the registration building near the front gate when you arrive. A parade of classic cars, implements, tractors, and trucks will also take place both days, Saturday and Sunday, beginning at 2 p.m. Joining the power equipment will be many antique and classic cars and trucks. Traditional demonstrations will be going on throughout the weekend. Visitors can expect to see threshing machines in action, antique tractor plowing, corn picking, straw baling, blacksmithing, corn binding, and a working saw mill. Admission to Farm Days allows visitors to wander through the four-acre corn maze, which contains nearly 2 miles of pathways. There will be a number of musical acts under the shade trees on the main stage near the Karsten's family home. Colorful and talented cloggers will kick up their heels to entertain the crowd. Nearly 100 vendors are expected to be selling a wide range of crafts, tools, toys, and novelty items.
They might be selling bedding plants, various perennials that you can start planting as soon as you get home on. All kinds of needlework and hand crafts and different things that people bring in to display, as well as those that might collect different things, whether it's antique license plates or it's tractor manuals.
Raffle tickets for the beautiful hand-stitched quilt, which will be raffled off during the Farm Days, will be available during the quilt show. Now this evening, pulled pork sandwich dinner will be hosted by the Friends of the Shelby Stone Arch Trail Committee. Proceeds from the dinner will go to the trail committee. The dinner will be served from 5:30 to 7:30. And all good days begin with a good breakfast, and to start off to Farm Days right, a pancake breakfast is planned at 6:30 a.m. both Saturday and Sunday. Snacks and lunch options will also be available, and various nonprofit groups will be offering refreshments and delicious desserts all weekend. On Saturday, beginning at 5:30 p.m., you can enjoy Staley's Chicken for a delicious dinner at the farm. Proceeds from that dinner will go toward ongoing maintenance at the Karsten's 1880 Farmstead. Admission to the Farm Days remains one of the best values for any show of its kind. It's $5 per day for everyone 9 years and older. In the Harlan Police Department, yesterday issued a report on some arrests. This past Tuesday, 29-year-old Dustin Allen Delgado of Harlan was arrested following a call about a reckless driver in a 3000 block of 12th Street. And upon further investigation, police saw track marks where a 1998 Ford Expedition Delgado was driving had left the road, entered a yard, and then went back on the road. There was a small light pole lying in the roadway as well, which was struck by the vehicle. Delgado was transported to the Shelby County Jail and charged with driving while revoked and failure to show proof of liability. On September 3rd, 9-year-old Jonathan Lee Paul of Harlan was arrested for driving while suspended. He was taken into custody following a traffic stop. And on August 31st, 36-year-old Christina Marie Namani of Harlan was arrested following a call for a domestic situation. She was transported to Shelby County Jail and charged with domestic abuse, assault, and criminal mischief in the fourth degree. Sheriff's deputies in Page County last Saturday night arrested 37-year-old Darren James Vanetta of Emerson following a traffic stop near Essex. Authorities reported yesterday that Vanetta was taken into custody for OWI's second offense. He was transported to the Page County Jail where a $2,000 cash bond was posted and he was released pending further court proceedings. And a Shenandoah woman was arrested September 1st on a Page County warrant charging 38-year-old Rhonda Allison Howard with two counts of probation violation. Howard was transported to the Page County Sheriff's Office, where she remains after being unable to post a $10,000 cash-only bond and pending further court proceedings. A man from Council Bluffs was arrested Wednesday afternoon in Neola for violating a protection order. The Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Office said yesterday 36-year-old Brett David Hauptman was taken into custody after he made contact with a 29-year-old woman he was prohibited from seeing. Hauptman was being held in the Pott County Jail for being a fugitive from Cass County. His bond was set at $300. A traffic stop Wednesday afternoon on Old Lincoln Highway in Pottawatomie County resulted in the arrest of 37-year-old J. Michael Smith of Missouri Valley. He'll face a possession of controlled substance charge related to 1 gram of meth and for driving while revoked. And 31-year-old Mark Allen Kent of Harlan was arrested late Wednesday evening in Pottawatomie County following an investigation into a suspicious vehicle. Kent was taken into custody for possession of a controlled substance and drug paraphernalia. During his arrest, authorities located a clear plastic baggie containing a crystal substance suspected of being meth and weighing less than 1/2 gram. They also found a clear glass pipe. His bond was set at $1,000. Authorities in Taylor County executed a search warrant at around 12:45 this morning at a residence in the 600 block of East Ohio Street in Lenox. Subsequent to the search warrant, 31-year-old Kevin Jungers of Lenox was arrested on two Class D felony counts of unlawfully manufacturing marijuana, a Class D felony charge of failure to affix a drug tax stamp, possession of a controlled substance, a serious misdemeanor, and two counts of possession of drug paraphernalia, methamphetamine and marijuana, both simple misdemeanors. Jungers was being held in the Taylor County Jail on a $16,000 bond. Also in Western Iowa news, the Iowa Department of Natural Resources, will host a public meeting on 6 p.m. on September 11th at the Lewis and Clark State Park Visitor Center, and that'll be to discuss plans for the Missouri River fish management. Any person wanting to attend that public meeting and who may have special requirements, such as those related to mobility or hearing impairments, should contact the DNR or the ADA coordinator at 515-725-8200. The news was brought to you by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments at 601 Poplar in Atlantic. Call 243-5796. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.